Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Houser reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Martin tags and moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herbert bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss bunts towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of chance. Martin reaches second base with a double. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don McMahon now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith pinch hits for Bob Chance. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alvis. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held pinch hits for Don McMahon. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kreutzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians. 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.